Hi, George. This is Heather.
Hi, Heather. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Kauai.
Where is that? That's in Hawaii?
It's in, yeah, it's the smallest island in the front of the chain of the Hawaiian Islands.
That's the, that is a very small island, isn't it?
Yes, it's pretty small.
Kauai.
It's beautiful,
yeah, it is
though.
One of them. Is there a city called that, too, somewhere?
I don't believe so. I think that there's only an island, unless it's in another country, but I don't think so.
Is there a city on the island?
Yes, there is. It's Lihue.
Let's stick with Kauai. All right. What's on your mind?
So I am a Waldorf teacher. I teach first grade.
Okay.
And I have a little boy in my class, and I actually need advice. He has an amazing imagination. He's very bright, but I've been having trouble with him in class because he can't focus. But he talks of a land that he's from called Reptilia, and he's so involved in his imagination. I've asked him and documented it because it's so incredible. But he says that he was from Reptilia 10,000 years ago, but, you know, they have no concept of time, so who knows. But it blew up, landed on Earth in the ocean, attached itself, and he is part reptilian.
That's an incredible story.
It's incredible, and I'm having a meeting with his parents, and I've had many meetings with him, and I said, you know, has he ever listened to the radio? How much TV does he watch?
Mm-hmm.
Where does he get it? And they said they don't know where he gets it. That it, you know, that it's so detailed that he talks about, you know, about what they look like and how they think. And he said to me this amazing thing. I just got goosebumps. He said, when he met me when I was six, and he came into my house, and he met me, and he said that I should be his teacher. And he described my house practically exactly, and I grew up in Trinity County we built our own house.
Sure.
So it's not like any old house you'd see. It's, you know, it's built from the ground up,
right,
by us, so there's all kinds of different things.
You'd have to see it to know all about it, right?
You'd have to see it, and I had never, you know, I'd never shown him pictures or really talked about my house.
Let's talk about him a little bit more. Did he said that his land blew up. Now, you're talking about he was from another planet, okay.
Yes.
And then how did he get here to planet Earth?
Well, he said that his parents are also part reptilian.
You think, did he say anything about getting into a craft of some type and came here when you said he splashed into the water?
He didn't really say he splashed. He said that this land, it attached itself to the bottom of the ocean many, many, many years ago, and that they are coming back, and that there are people who are reptilian. And I said, well, is your brother reptilian? He has a little brother. And he said, no, but my parents are.
What a story. Now, I wonder if, again, he probably fled this planet in some kind of a ship, but I wonder if the remnants of that exploded planet crashed, you know, almost like a meteor type, asteroid type, smashed into the planet, landed in the ocean, and that's what he meant by it attached itself.
That's what he said,
yeah,
yes.
So
he said it landed in the ocean, and it attached itself to the bottom of the ocean. And he said that it hasn't come, that it's coming back now, that it's more powerful now.
This landmass?
And I said, this landmass underneath the ocean, yes. And he said that he describes it, and he even has a language that he will give us when he is telling us how, you know, they talk.
Does he write out what this language is?
No, I asked for his parents to actually get, because we're trying to figure out ways, because he's had psychological, you know, they gave him, said that he had all these problems, and I said, you know, I really want to try to work with this. And so I asked him to write it, and he is keeping a book, but he doesn't write out the language. He just writes about Reptilia.
Does he?
And what it's like.
Does he interact with other kids?
He has a hard time, but the kids really love him, and he's very charismatic. He speaks like an adult. I mean, his vocabulary is so extensive.
He has shown no violence.
He does get angry, and he'll like get red, and he'll go under a chair or have to take a break. But he doesn't show violence toward other children. No, not at all.
Everything we've heard about reptilians, about this breed, is that they are the mean ones.
Yeah, well, he says that there's somebody that comes over him, and his name is Colvin.
What an imagination, or what a story.
It's incredible. It's incredible. And I've been trying to talk to you about it because I just, when I heard it on the radio, I love your show, by the way. It's like a treat. But when I heard it, I couldn't believe it because he's been talking to me about this since the beginning of the year. And I don't quite know what to do.
Has he been hypnotized before, do you know?
No. His parents have never heard of the radio station, and I don't know whether to say something to them and have them look into it or get hypnotized.
I would suggest that first and foremost by a good hypnotist. This could be a past life regression situation, if one believes in that. It could be his vivid imagination. But there's something there, and it's well worth checking. And maybe in hypnosis, they might be able to pull something out of him. I mean, this kid may have the secrets of the universe wrapped up in his head.
Exactly. I sometimes feel that. But what I try to tell him is that he has to be here now because it's affecting him and his parents. And it seems like he's almost in pain, And I've dealt with a lot of children, and I've never seen anything like this before.
Does he also, what's his first real name?
Alex.
Alex. Does he also recognize the fact that he is a human being and that his name is Alex and that he's got this life as Alex?
I talk to him about that all the time. I said, Alex, because when I was a child, I used to talk about past lives to my father all the time. And so I believe, and I always bring him back to that, and he knows it, and he does, and he says he wants Alex to be here more than to remember Reptilia.
Heather, keep
but
in touch with me.
It's hard for him.
All right.
Yeah.
Keep in touch with me on this story with him. I mean, this is really a very fascinating story, and I don't want to lose that. So.
I don't either. I would love to.
All right. You've got my website and my email address. You've got all
yes,
that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Stay in touch with me.